This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With results out today, American Express, millennials may not see the same cachet in this card. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has more on how companies like Amex are trying to catch up.
Credit card companies have gotten to know their millennial customers. One, they have a good deal, says Bill Hardikoff with LowCard.com, like the Chase Sapphire Reserve card. That initially promised 100,000 points just for signing up.
Millennials jumped on that card so much that the Chase company actually ran out of the metal to make that card.
Another lesson, millennials don't like to carry credit card debt. That cuts card company profits. One way to make it up, annual fees, like that Sapphire Reserve card, which carries a $450 one. Until recently, David Robertson with the Nielsen Report says American Express owned those customers who paid on time and were okay with membership charges.
Citi and Chase and the other titans recognized that the demographics are speaking loudly and clearly.
The risk for companies is consumers will get all they can before the annual fee kicks in and swap out to the latest card. The upside, hooking a millennial today who will be a loyal customer for decades to come. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.